Right. Well, I don't think I've ever used a pair of those in a repeater function. And those might be set to high power. That's definitely a no-no. So we might have to, you know, they might be at like 25 watts. We may have to drop those down to like 5 watts. And that is always a given, and I don't remember doing that. That might have been something I forgot. So we may have to get that throttled back. And you'd be amazed what, 5 watts will do. It'll be enough, but that may be the only solution. The other option is look for a pair of CDMs and see if Anthony's got a pair. Last I heard, he had some CDMs, 1550s or something like that. Pair of those, but still you got to run the power down. And I think that's going to be our problem right there. If you want to bring the thing with you one day where we can, real quick get it on the bench, my problem is, of course, my problem over there, getting it on the bench, but or just give me the transmitter, but I could get it detuned to, like, I'll look at the rated power and get it tuned down. But I think CDM upgrade is plug and play. You just got to get them programmed, of course. So I'll dig around and see what I can find, but I don't think I have any CDMs handy. And they're not going to be here. Don't say, oh, boy, that's what I need to fix this. They suffer the same issue. You got to throttle them back and put fans on them.